Hey guys, welcome to episode number 7 of Kitty Litty with your girl Tade. I hope everybody's been staying safe and staying sane at home. I know it's been super crazy, but you know what? We're all in this together and we're gonna get through this. So I'm coming up with a new hot episode right now. I hope you don't hear my dryer in the background, but I have obviously a limited area. I swear it's almost done. It's not going to be the whole podcast, but if you can, sorry about that. Got to do that laundry. Got to wash off that Corona. You know what I mean? The minute I go to Target, come home, first thing I got to do. Ooh, it just beeped. Did you guys hear that? Like, we're live right now. It's just beeping. Okay. All right. So now the rest of the podcast will not be my washer dryer going off. So, yeah, like I totally recommend whenever you guys go out, when you come home, the first thing you need to do is take off all your clothes. I mean, well, not your underwear, but like all your clothes and throw them in the hamper right away, because I'm not taking no chances. That's what I recommend. Like, obviously I can't force anybody to do that, but I mean, if you're out and I still see people out there, even though it's mandatory, not wearing masks, or people just getting a little too close for comfort, or if my pant or my sleeve hits the cart or somewhere in the store, no. I'm not going to bring those germs to the house. So first thing I do when I get in the door is wash my clothes, but now that's done. So we can get back to the episode, but I really have a hot episode for you guys today. We're going to talk about nutritional guide. Okay, so we'll talk about nutritional guide. We're going to talk about Kitty Litty's nutritional guide, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to then get into dating and relationships in quarantine. That's going to be another hot topic because, you know, like, come on, we all love dating, and I can only imagine how dating and relationships are going. So I'm going to just share what I've experienced and what I've seen. So I'm going to throw that out there. And then we're going to get a little bit into pop culture. Very briefly, we're going to talk about Instagram lives. They've been going live on Instagram and it's been getting super crazy. TikTok's been getting crazy. So we're going to get into that a little bit. And then lastly, you know, we're going to end this episode with a words of wisdom. We love words of wisdom, don't we? So I got a hot, beautiful, inspirational words of wisdom at the end of this episode. So stay tuned. Coming up next, we got topic number 1. So this is the Kitty Litty Nutritional Guide. I have obviously been on this weight loss journey for a minute. Like, this wasn't something that kind of started yesterday. Like, I've been on this journey for, I want to say, maybe like 3 years now. So I just want to let you guys know, like, there is no quick fix to losing weight. You know, if you want to lose 10 pounds or 50 pounds in, you know, 2 months, sure, you can do that. But after like a month or less, you're going to gain all that weight back. Bet. I'll put money on it, because I see people do this all the time. They do these crash diets. They like exercise like a shit ton, or they just skip out on eating altogether, or whatever you guys are doing out there, doing Slim Fast or all these different things. I don't know. And you guys lose the weight. But then I check on you like literally a couple months later and you done blown up again. Okay. Like, no. So I am kind of thinking that because I know I've struggled with weight loss, like I went through so many different phases. I mean, I'm going to get a little personal with you guys. Like, I hope you guys don't mind. I've always struggled with my weight, like ever since like I was a little kid as well. Like, I was either too fat or I was too skinny. Like, I could never be like a healthy weight. Being active was never really like, I mean, I was active, like I did cheerleading and I did volleyball and stuff like that, but I wasn't like really crazy active. Like, I mean, it took me 10 minutes to run a damn mile. Okay. And I'm like 5'8". So with long legs, that's ridiculous. But, you know, everybody's body is different. And I feel like when it comes to fitness and nutrition, you really need to train your body. So when I embarked on this journey 3 years ago, I decided that I got to a weight that was really like crazy. And I mean, I guess I'm just going to tell you guys, because you guys won't believe me if I don't. I'm 5'8 and I weighed 170 pounds. Now, if you look at pictures 3 years ago, you probably won't tell so much because I am obviously, well, not obviously because you guys can't see me, but if you've been to my Instagram, I am quite heavy chested. So a lot of my weight would go there, and then my waist was expanding, but then it wasn't expanding where it was like, wow, you know, you're really round. But thankfully, like my weight kind of proportioned between my breast to my waist to my thighs and my buttocks. So in retrospect, you couldn't really tell that I gained a lot of weight because my boobs are like an F. And if my waist went from being a 28 to a 31, you wouldn't really be able to tell because my boobs were so astronomical. So it kind of like looked really offset and balanced. I shouldn't say offset. It looked balanced, but I was extremely offset. So I decided this is ridiculous. I need to get my health in check. And at that time, I was working 10-hour days. I was eating out all the time. I wasn't working out whatsoever, but maybe a Pilates class here and there, which I mean, what, burns 60 calories? Like, that's for skinny people, okay? Pilates is for skinny people, like, and fit people. Like, they just do that with their eyes closed. You're not gonna lose weight doing Pilates. You can do Pilates 7 days a week. You're not gonna go from a size 10 to a size 3. It's just not gonna happen. Let me put that out there, point blank, period. So what I did do was I started hiking. I was doing hot yoga, but you know what? Let me backtrack a little bit. So I did hot yoga and I was doing that maybe 4 days a week. Yeah, maybe 4 or 5. And I was seeing results, but not the results I wanted. And I knew if I wanted, because I mean, even though I was doing hot yoga and I did some pretty intense classes, like you're going to lose maybe 100 calories, you know, per class, you know, even in an advanced class, you're not really going to be able to, you know, really lose hella weight like right away. So you kind of have to mix up, you know, your cardio with some really hardcore physical activity. So I started hiking. And I was doing 4 miles a day and I was consistent, y'all, because you gotta be consistent. So I was going at my top when I was at my top of my weight, I was going 4 to 5 days a week hiking. Okay. And then I was doing yoga like maybe like between 1 to 3 times a week. When I shit you not, I was hiking that many days a week. I literally, my mom would see me and say, wow, Tati, you're getting like anorexic. Like, what are you doing? So basically, I mean, hiking really was doing it for me. So, and kind of just walking and running when I can, or a light jog when I can. But honestly, guys, you don't need to run and you don't need to jog all 4 miles to see results. Walking is very, very powerful and people don't think it is, but it works out your body from head to toe and it's very, very, very productive for you to just go on a 30-minute to hour walk every day and trust, you will see results. And if you mix that with some cardio where you're burning quick calories like yoga, you're really going to start to see results. So that is like the number one thing that I have in my nutritional guide is staying active. You don't need to do hardcore CrossFit and be like lifting in the gym every day to get the results that you need. Well, I shouldn't say that's number one. I should say that's number two. But number one, and I hope you don't hear that, but like apparently the walls in my apartment are extremely thin. So I guess my upstairs neighbors are always moving furniture every day. So if you can hear that, sorry about that. But I have to say that being active is number two. Okay. Your diet is number one. And I know you guys are probably like, diet? Like, what do you mean? Like, diet is number one? Yes, you guys. Diet is number one. And, you know, I feel like people put nutrition in a backseat. And this is a perfect example why it's number one. So if you go out and you eat In-N-Out, let's say you get a number two, you get ketchup and fries and a drink, and you eat that, that's like probably, let's say, 900 calories. Okay. And let's say in the morning you had a banana and a coffee. Okay. That's 100 plus 90. That's 190 calories. You're already at, you know, 890. What did I say? The In-N-Out was like 800. Okay. In-N-Out 800, the calories for the banana and the coffee in the morning, 190, 890. Wait, 890. No, 990. Okay, guys. Math is not my area of expertise. So my mom's always like, I don't know how the hell you got through college. Okay, I don't either. Okay. But anyways, so that's 990. And if you think about, you know, dinner, you know what I mean? If you have dinner and whatever you eat, like let's say you have pasta, that's like another 600 calories. Okay. Like spinach ravioli pasta, like a home chef little pack thing. That's like another 600 calories, whatever. So you're at literally, 1500 calories. So, and that's not including stacks, snacking during the day, you guys. So if you're like snacking during the day, you know, 100 calories there, 200 calories there, before you know it, like what I'm trying to get at is that you're at 2000 calories. So what you want to do is you want to just assume, okay, I have 2000 calories a day. Now, if you're running 4 miles, you're probably going to burn, or like walking, jogging, whatever. If you're doing 4 miles, that's about 6,500 steps. That's only going to burn like maybe like 300 calories, you guys. So 300 calories out of the 2,000, I mean, you know, you could do the math. It's not like significant, okay? So what you have to do is you have to train your body to eat healthy. You have to train your body to not like stress eat or not binge eat. This is a lot what a lot of people do. I know I was like stress eating a lot. And if you're eating a lot, you just have to imagine that every time you're consuming all these calories, I just think that's a 4 mile walk. You know, that's one yoga class. That is, you know, a spinning class. Like you have to think of it like that, because it's, I'm not saying don't eat what you want, eat what you want, but you gotta like calculate it in terms of, I ate this much, how much do I have to work out to burn what I just ate? So in conclusion, your ratio of workout to food needs to be equal. So how do you get around this problem? Because you don't want to starve yourself, but you want to eat, because I love eating. I'm never going to not stop eating. What's your secret, Tade? Let me tell you, My secret is cut back on the drinking. I'm not saying don't drink, okay? Especially during these times, you know, quarantine, at home, going crazy, don't know what today's gonna bring. Everybody's damn well drinking, okay? So I'm not saying don't drink, but limit your drinking, okay? And if you're gonna drink, drink low calorie items like red wine, white wine, beer, and I mean certain kind of beers. There's some beers that are higher in calories. So if you, and plus if you do beers, I really say limit it to like two in a day. Okay, don't go crazy. And then if you want to do hard liquor, the best hard liquor to drink, I always think, is vodka, lowest amount of calories. And if you need a mixer, don't put Coke in it, don't put seven up in it. Put soda water, put tonic water, a lime, a lemon, boom, you're good to go. Low calorie and it's clean. Next, cut out the juices. You can still drink juice, but you don't need to drink juice every day, 10 times a day with every meal. Juice is pure sugar. Soda is pure sugar. So what you want to train your body to do is drink water. Water is better for your skin. Water is better for your body in general. Water is better for your brain and your organs. Your body is 75% water, okay? So you need to be drinking more water, less juice and soda. So if you go out to a restaurant, which you can't do right now, but if you do go get takeout and you bring it home, water with your meal, okay? I'm not saying don't drink juice, but don't make that your go-to drink. So that's another tip. Also, if you want a snack, come on, people. What do you think I'm going to say next? Veggies and fruits. Great snacks, okay? Great, great snacks. But let's say you want to binge and you want to have something that's really tasty. Okay, you could get all the little protein bars like Clif bars, Trail Mix bars. There's so many different options. You can have chips and salsa. A lot of things that I do when I see things that I really want to eat, like for instance, chips and salsa, I go for tortilla chips that have the least amount of sodium, least amount of calories, and then I get fresh pico de gallo. Boom. Now, when you do that, don't take the whole bag and the salsa to the couch. Take a little bowl, put a little couple of chips in it to, you know, fill up the bowl. Not a big bowl, a little bowl, like a cereal bowl, okay, people? And then you get your little bit of salsa. Boom, done. What I'm saying is it's all about portions. Even when you're making your meals for dinner, you want to eat healthy. Let's say you have a seared ahi tuna steak with some asparagus and rice. You don't need to pile up a big mountain of rice on your plate. Now, you could put as much asparagus as you want, but you know, with your protein and your you could do a lot of protein as well. You know what I mean? Maybe you want to have two ahi tuna steaks. But what I'm saying is portion is key. That's number three. Portion is key. You really want to count your calories. Not like religiously. You're not like, oh my God, did I eat like 200 calories already? I'm not saying that. But just kind of, you know, lightly monitor your calorie intake. And then also monitor your portions. So with your portions, it's very important for you to make them as, you know, not as small as possible, but not as big as possible. Just like kind of in the middle, like kind of use like your fist as a guide. Okay. When you're pouring out your rice on your plate, if it's bigger than your fist, you put too much on your plate. Okay, so these are just kind of like a couple tips and you know what? I literally can't talk today. These are a couple tips and tricks. And you know, I find this really useful. And you know, I really perhaps maybe will start posting some recipes and stuff on my Instagram. I always post my food, but I'll start posting some recipes because I think it's really important to kind of share these tips and tricks with everybody so everybody can get healthy. And then number four, so you want to get like a calorie counter and a step counter. That is available so easily and for free. There's so many free apps on your iPhone that you can download. There's an app called Calorie Counter. It's free. It monitors your steps. It monitors, it can monitor your calories burnt. I'm not saying it can monitor your calories. You can log in every meal and how many, and it'll tell you how many calories it is, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying calorie, like counter, as in the amount of calories you burned based on the steps that you've taken. So that is another trick. So, or you could get a Fitbit, or you can use your Apple Watch. These are great tools to use in order to monitor your steps. And steps equate to calories burned, which is, you know, you can do the simple math in your head knowing that, okay, I ate, you know, 2,000 calories, but I walked 10,000 miles today and I've burned 500 calories. So technically my intake was 1500. So that's a really good day, right? So it kind of motivates you to walk around your house more, walk around your neighborhood more. So then you can eat more if you want, you know what I mean? Or, you know, because with Easter coming around the corner, we might want to binge a little bit. And so going into number five, kombucha and probiotics. These are key, you guys. Like, digestive health is really, really important. I can't stress this enough. I love kombucha. If you don't like kombucha, there's so many probiotic yogurts like Activia. And these are integral to your digestive health and intestinal health, because what you want to do is you want to be able to eat what you want, but then you want to make sure that everything's being properly digested and removed from your system. And every time you poop, like literally, if you've ever like weighed yourself before you've pooped, okay, and let's say you're 135 before you poop, and then after you get off the toilet, you're 133, like, yes, you can shit out weight. And that's because a lot of people have backed up digestional systems. And so that stuff is just extra weight. Also, you guys will eat foods that don't digest very quickly. Like if I go do an In-N-Out binge, you know, and I, like, for instance, if I have a weekend where I have my cheat days where I'll do In-N-Out or pizza, or I drink a lot, I always do kombucha to clear out my system, because the last thing you want is, you don't want that food that takes a long time to break down to sit on your belly and turn into fat. So, you know, that's my little secret. Run out there and get all the kombucha you can get, especially right now when we're in quarantine and we're not able to work out as much as we like. You know, having probiotics in your belly to kind of eat away at that food and that fat always helps. And, you know, those are my tips and tricks for my little nutritional guide. And I also recommend that you guys get an app called Tasty. I mean, you guys have probably heard of it. They have really great recipes. I mean, you have nothing else to do. Most of us are at home. Start getting in the cooking and start experimenting. You can get recipe ideas on Tasty that are easy to follow, but you can see some ideas on there and then put your own twist on it, and it can be a whole family activity. So that is another thing that I really stress for people to look into and utilize, because if you can go there and let's say you want to make steak chow mein, it will literally break down all the things that you need and how to cook everything, and even we'll have a video walking you step by step. So if you're not a good cook, this is a good time to learn, because cooking is a good skill to have when you want to have the body of your dreams, because unfortunately you're not going to get the body of your dreams eating fast food every day. It's just not going to work. I've, you know, used to be like that. But, you know, to wrap up this segment, I just want to let you guys know that my weight right now, I haven't weighed myself, so I don't know my weight. But when I measure my waist, my waist got all the way down to a 25, guys. It's right now a 26 because, you know, baby girl hasn't been as active as she needs to be, and she's been eating a little bit crazy. You know, we all have our little slip-ups, so I'm going to get back to the program. But my waist is a 25. It's never been a 25 in my life, and, like, I'm in my 30s. And the way my clothes fit is so much better. I mean, I am so tiny. I've never been this tiny. And it's not a race. It's a marathon. You have to commit to eating healthier, staying active, and understanding that, you know, if you stay committed to it little by little, you'll get there. Because little by little on your road, you're adding and adding and getting better and better and better. And you're training your body. So even if you have a slip up, like right now I'm in quarantine, I'm slipping up a little bit. Like, okay, my waist went from a 25 to a 26. Like, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can get that right back, you know, and that's in like 3 years. I haven't had a shift. So you just got to keep that in mind and just stay focused and stay motivated. You know, just love your body in every stage. But I guarantee you guys, if you just follow these tips and tricks, once you start to see your body in the mirror and seeing it transform, what a better motivation than seeing the results and seeing the results staying permanent, you know, irregardless of being in quarantine or whatever. You know, you want to set your weight loss goals, but have them transcend for the next 10 years. You know, again, you don't want to just do it so you can be skinny for a month. So those are my tips and tricks. We'll talk about this more in another episode. I will post some recipes to the stuff that I'm eating in quarantine on my stories on Instagram. You can follow me at B1KBarbie. And that is all I got for right now for the Kitty Litty Nutritional Guide, okay? This is how we're going to get this body lit. And regardless, even if 2020 is crazy right now, I'm trying to get everybody bikini and trunk ready for the summertime. Baby girl, baby boy, here we go. So stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to get into topic number two. So our next topic is dating and relationships. So clearly I spoke about this last week. It doesn't matter if you're on a dating app or you had been dating just, you know, briefly before this quarantine stay-at-home order was put into place. But this is not the time to be dating and meeting new people. So I totally do not recommend people to be out there socializing and dating. I mean, there's nowhere for you guys to even go. And if you guys were hanging out, you guys are bringing each other into each other's homes, and that's not safe or smart. So I don't condone that. Can't force people not to do it, but I just recommend to not be selfish and to take your family, your friends, and others around you into consideration, that if you do have the virus, that you could just be contracting it and spreading it, and it can spread quickly and easily, as we've seen on the TV. So don't start dating right now, or continue dating, somebody that you just barely met, you know, before this happened. So put that to an end. But we're talking about relationships more so. So people who are married, people who have been dating for several years, people who live together, see each other on a regular basis, this is a really important time that is putting your relationship to the test. If you can't spend 24 hours with someone that you're in a relationship with or married to without wanting to kill each other, this is a telltale sign that obviously this relationship is not going to work. And I think a lot of people needed this test. And sadly, you know, according to statistics I've seen on the news, the divorce rate has gone up 50%. That is astronomical, you guys. First of all, the dating rate in Los Angeles is extremely high already. Okay. I mean, the dating rate, the divorce rate is extremely high in Los Angeles already. It's extremely higher now. I mean, I don't even know how it's even 50% if it was already over 50%. I don't know how they gauge that, but it's way too fucking high. So it's sad to see that this is pushing people to the end. And, you know, who knows what's causing it? If it's, you know, you guys usually don't see each other that much, and now you guys are with each other all the time and it's not healthy. You're driving each other crazy. It's finances, it's loss of work, you know, it's your kids, you know, whatever it is, like, if it's happening, just know that you're not the only one. And maybe this time needed to happen to really open your eyes that this relationship is not what's best for you. And that's okay. You know, coming from single me, okay, and I'm like notorious for being single all the time, like, it's okay to walk away from a relationship that you're not happy in. You know what I mean? If you don't give yourself the opportunity to walk away from something that's not serving your higher good and your better self, then you're closing out opportunities for you to meet someone who will fulfill that void to your expectations of what you want and what you need. So don't sell yourself short. You know, it's all good. You know, you can say bye and move on. But if your relationships are standing strong during this quarantine, I want to give you guys a round of applause. That's my round of applause. That is awesome. Now talk about strength, okay? That is what I'm talking about. If you guys are riding through this like ride or die Bonnie and Clyde, let me tell you, you guys are like relationship goals 101. Like, you know, wow. Like, that is amazing. God bless you and your relationship. So that's what I'm talking about, relationships and quarantine. And also, let me just tell you guys, you just need to be aware, like, if you're living in a condo or you're living in an apartment building and you have a significant other, whether it's your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, just be a little considerate of your neighbors, because guess what? We're all at home, okay? We are all here, okay? And even though there are buildings that have been built really well and they have hardcore steel walls and steel framing, well, steel framing, I should say, not steel walls. You know, you guys aren't living in jail, but steel framing and good insulation. There's some buildings that are older or that are new that weren't built properly, like my building, that have extremely thin walls. So if you guys are getting into a scuffle, like, all right, just be aware that all your neighbors are home. We can hear you cussing each other out. We can hear you if you're trying to kill each other. And it sounds disturbing. You know, I get it. We all have cabin fever, and some of us are in relationships and we can't stand to see our significant other, or we have roommates and we're just like, oh my gosh, no, my roommates are all the time. I get it. But just be considerate of your neighbors and do the neighborly thing and keep it the fuck down. Okay, you hear me? Yeah. All right, guys, so that's my tips and tricks with that and my advice with dating and relationships in quarantine. And coming up next, we got Instagram Live. Hey, guys, so we're going to get into Instagram Live. I know I said I was going to talk about TikTok too, but we'll save that for another episode. I don't know if you've heard, I'm having a little bit of a burping attack. And you know what? Like, clearly it's not letting me be great and trying to do this damn podcast. So you guys don't have to hear my under breath burps anymore. Hopefully you haven't heard any of them. I'm going to wrap up this podcast, but, you know, we'll talk about TikTok on another episode, but feel free to go to TikTok and follow me, B1K Barbie. But Instagram Live has been getting really crazy. I have to say I love Instagram Live because I've been seeing a lot of my favorite celebs doing Instagram Lives together. Absolutely love it. They're so entertaining, especially since we can't see them live on TV anymore. It's been great. But I specifically, I mean, some of these Instagram Lives are just getting raunchy as fuck. Specifically, Tory Lanez, baby boy, sir. I don't know what made you think that putting girls in their G-strings twerking, with their vagina hanging out is what people should be watching at home during quarantine. Like, this is unacceptable. Like, I really don't think that is what should be on Instagram Live. The fact that he had 350,000 people watching that, little bit disturbing. Sad is that it's probably a lot of kids watching that, which they shouldn't be even watching that. But what I really don't get is that there's actually women that would get on Instagram Live in their underwear, twerking and pouring milk and oil on their butt. Like, I felt like I was watching a porno. Like, this is just not what you need to do, ladies. And Tori, like, you should not be telling women this is what you need to do to get Instagram famous. This is what you need to do to get attention on Instagram. Like, this is like, not really the message that we should be sending people. I think people are very vulnerable during this time, and impressionable, and we don't need to be kind of putting it out there. But you know what's crazy is that these are probably the same women who would be like, "Oh my God, strippers are so fucking classless and disgusting." Okay, Rebecca, who is a librarian in Tarzana? Like, you are on Instagram in your thong, pouring milk on your ass and twerking. Like, I don't understand. Okay, for $0. Like, I don't get it. So, what I'm saying is that, ladies, like, your stimulus checks are coming. Go file for an unemployment. Like, I think they're adding another 600 to whatever your weekly benefit amount is. There's no need for you to be twerking for no cash on Instagram. And even if he was giving you cash, I'm sure it's not enough cash for it to be having you up on there twerking and shaking your booty and your thong with your kumbaya out. Okay, like, this is ridiculous. So, Instagram, like, if you happen to hear this podcast, like, stuff like that shouldn't be happening on live. Like, twerking is art, and trust me, I love twerking. I'll twerk all day on all my social media. I mean, I don't care about it. Like, I mean, even if you had booty shorts on, like, booty shorts meaning like, I'm not saying like booty short underwear. I'm saying like booty shorts, like workout booty shorts with a little butt cheek out. Like, okay, like, there's this twerking girl. I think her name is like Natasha, whatever. She's always wearing short shorts and she's twerking. Okay, it's fine. Twerking is like an exercise, it's an art form, it's a dance. Like, if you're li wearing little boy shorts or little booty shorts, twerking, okay, that's fine. Put your shorts on, twerk all day till your face turns blue. Okay, I'm all about twerking. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against twerking. But what I am against is doing it in your underwear, like, fully bent over. It's a little bit much. So, Instagram, if you're gonna go ahead and regulate it, maybe blocking for 24 hours is not sufficient enough because, as you could see, you blocked him for one day and he came back and did it again the same the next day. So, I just think they need to do better and kind of regulate that a little bit more because Instagram, you got to think the age range on Instagram is 13 and up. So, they're I mean, I don't know, maybe it's 15. I don't know. I'm not a minor. I don't know. But I'm assuming it's 13 and up. So, and you know, possibly there's some younger kids, but their parents monitor their account. I mean, too many people have access to watching this, and people that shouldn't be watching it. So we gotta, you know, protect our kids, protect our women, really not condone this type of behavior. So empowerment to women, empowerment to influencers and social media, but let's do it right. So coming up next, we got the words of wisdom, and then we're going to say bye-bye until next week. So stay tuned. Ooh, guys, I love this words of wisdom for this Wednesday. I love this quote. This is great. This is a really inspirational quote, and this is a great quote for all of us stuck in quarantine, having that cabin fever, you know, during these unprecedented times. This quote really sums it all up, because if you think about, we got to look at this quarantine and stay at home order, like we got to find the silver lining. We got to look at it at like a blessing. You have the opportunity, if you're not working, to really reevaluate your life and maybe take your job or your career into a new direction. Or if you are working and you're working lesser hours, to spend more time with family and friends and really build that relationship and with your loved ones, your husband, whatever, your boyfriend, whatever. We have to find the blessings, the silver linings in this difficult time, because if we turn back to being grateful, that's the key, right? And there's no better time than now. You know, all we have is now, and we have to just take advantage of the now. And you can't just sit there and say, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. It's not a good time right now. Nope, the time is now. And this quote really sums it up. So it was from Amelia Earhart, and she said, "The most effective way to do it is to do it." Now, isn't that a hell of a quote? I appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of Kitty Litty, episode number 7. I hope you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy the rest of your week. I will be back here next week for a new episode of Kitty Litty. Until then, stay Kitty Litty at home. All right, guys. Take care. Love ya. Mwah.